Hi, everybody. Here we are again, another program on BBS Radio, Creation Light Shift Healing. And here we go. The day today is September 23rd, 2015. And we're going to clear situations from you right now that you may have been dealing with during the week. So think of one situation, one thing bothering you, and I'll just clear the energy from you from that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll clear the date, September 23rd, 2015, and we'll also clear yesterday, which was the 22nd. Here we go. So releasing those two dates, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And for those of you who have the light beams up on a monitor screen or a TV screen or someplace, we'll energize them for you so your room can be full of peace. Here we go. 1. Male energy is coming. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's see here. I'll just turn it over to Michelle. We'll see if we have anything new and exciting happening. So what's out there, Michelle? What's cooking?
Well, I think we have something cooking this weekend, actually. I was in state facilities this morning, and they mentioned something happening on Sunday, that there will be 3 events going on with the moon. So we'll have to clear that come in the upcoming shows, and hopefully if people have the feeling where they can clear the moon energy, they can get that going, maybe started, because it already seems like something's already going on. I don't know if you're feeling that, Ron, but I kind of did today. So all right, I wanted to continue on today's show with some more of those Wikipedia questions. But before I got to that, we had something come in on the CLS chat. Somebody had written in asking a question. So I'm just going to paraphrase a little bit. It says that they've done a lot of healings, and what they still find that they are not getting that they're looking for is that they want to see something that they phrase as the light within. So it must have been something that they've heard from other people that they're looking for. And let's see, they feel that it might come through their heart center. So, Ron, is there anything such as the light within that somebody should be seeing? Or
that's a good question. You're going to, when you're in peace, that's what you have. You probably won't feel like you're glowing on the inside, like you got electrified or that you're beaming energy. The source energy doesn't grandstand like that. So just know that when you're in peace, then you're connected to your spirit, whatever amount of your spirit you have with you. And then you're in, that energy of the light within, we'll call it. If we had another way of talking about the light, I would do that, but then you have a whole new vocabulary. We have to figure out how to address something that's brand new for people to understand. So we just kind of leave it like the light being and the light, source energy. I don't use the word God energies, because God energy is everything out there that was great to would be, in a sense, a God energy. Well, that gets very confusing for some people, too. So you're not necessarily going to feel this lightning bolt going through you of source energy. It doesn't work that way. It's peace. What you will feel is non-attachment. So normally you're looking for some type of attachment, some type of emotional sensation. And from that you would think, like most people would think, well, yeah, I got it. I felt it this one time and that's great. Well, no, it's peace. So that's the way it kind of works. Back to you, Michelle.
Yes, and then they go on to say what they experience talking with other people, it says that they struggle with mind energy, that they still feel that they are connecting mostly with other people through mind energy and not heart energy. Is that common?
Well, most people are not connected to their heart, so you're going to be out there looking for something that more than likely nobody's doing. And all you could do is just know that, you know, when you're peaceful, that's it. So that's kind of the only way I could maybe help you out, is just become peaceful. And trying to find someone else who's peaceful, that might be pretty difficult. Unless somebody's not talking, then they may be peaceful. So back to you.
Well, I guess it's just the way it is on this planet. Very few people know, really, I guess, how to be in their heart. It's probably kind of a common thing. Okay, so we have one of our listeners wrote in with a correction. They said that the show for the 12 Divine Energies on CTR is on the date 1-2-2013, not 1-3-2013. So if you were looking for that show with the 12 Divine Energies, it's on CTR, and that is on 1-2-2013, so January 2nd. So thank you, listener, for that. We will look for that, and hopefully if somebody was looking for that date and they couldn't find the right information, hopefully now they can. Okay, so another question that we have real quick is money belt. Do I have to clear every single note, or can I write 10 times 100? I'm not quite sure what they mean, Ron. Do you know what that would mean?
I'm not sure, but yes, you need to clear every note, every piece of paper, if you're going to do an object clearing. You want to clear every piece of paper, which would be your money that you're going to put into your belt. So that's how you'd want to do it. You could possibly maybe do more than one note at a time. Maybe you could put maybe six across your keyboard or something and do the clearing, and then get six more and, you know, keep doing it. Maybe want to turn them upside down. The money should feel like paper after it's cleared, versus having energy on it where it maybe feels heavy and dense. That's what I would do. I trying to just maybe put one note there and thinking that it's going to clear. We'll say you got a $101 bills and you just want to put $1 in front of your computer and clear that. And thinking that if you wrote down that it clears 100 of them, or 99 more, no, it doesn't work that way. You have to put each one in front of your computer. It's like when you do a clearing, you write somebody's name in the clearing, and it's specific for that one person. And I have everything unique to itself. Back to you.
Okay, yes, I've done that before. I think you mentioned that at one of the seminars about the money clearing, that you just said lay your bills on top of your computer and then run the clearing so they will see the bills and clear them. So it seems to be working for me. Okay, so, Ron, I'm going to ask one of these questions. You have answered it before, so we already have the answer, but it's always good to hear you talk more about, anything else that might come to you that answers the question. So the first question is, why do we have natural disasters on the planet Earth, such as tornadoes and hurricanes?
Well, they're not really natural, okay? Remember, Earth's energy does not judge. So let's look at another way of looking at a situation. So what you have is no situation happening versus a situation, okay? And whenever you have a situation, normally it's causing pain or harm to something. That's not source energy, because it's not in peace. Peace doesn't react, respond, and work with the law of cause and effect. So there's no energetic cordings with source energy. Going back to hurricanes, tornadoes, no, that's alien-induced from their technologies, okay? And their technologies could be used by people here on this planet causing these to happen also. So the bottom line is that anything that you think is a natural disaster, if it's causing harm to something, then very possibly it would be the aliens being used or involved with it somehow, and or given the technology to humans here, cause that problem. That's sort of how you know I would look at it. It's true, you know, that you say, well, the ocean moves in and out, you know, and it could damage some starfish or something. Well, yeah, that's a little different. And very possibly, maybe if it was in source energy 100%, maybe the water would not cause harm to anything. But, you know, what we're looking at is, you know, other things like flooding, forest fires, et cetera. And those are not natural disaster. Back to you.
Well, that's interesting. Do you think that do those disasters have anything to do with the energy that humans are putting out?
Well, the people can draw it to the planet. So, yes, that's true. What can happen is somebody could create something, bring it forward, we'll say. Let's just say that there's somebody on the news that's very well respected by a lot of people. And person gets on, either he or she, and maybe they got an email from somebody saying the sky's falling, you know, in 2 weeks, so be very careful not to walk, you know, outside at, you know, we'll just say between noon and 1 o'clock after lunch, because the sky is going to fall. Well, then that person is very credible because maybe they always gave good information. Well, that would be like going out and everybody would be hearing this, so they're all going to be very fearful of something falling out of the sky. Well, and the sky falling. So naturally, upon that, what could happen? You know, everybody's going to be bringing that energy to the alien, waiting for the law of cause and effect to work because they believe it. Remember, and your thoughts create your reality. So now you're creating a situation that maybe wouldn't even have happened. And so using the mind energy, which is very powerful, you could cause something to come out of the sky even. You know, who knows what that would be. But, you know, something could happen. And you could say, yeah, that person was right afterwards. That's why we have the media clearing. So if you hear anything going on out there, an event that's happening or something, people getting together, like you were saying, the moon situation, I believe you said Sunday, I think, or something else going on, a big event where a lot of people come to see a person, football game or something like that, or somebody talking, giving a speech. Lots of people are there, and right away you're going to have mass consciousness being directed to the people, and the energy will be stolen from the people, along with maybe implants being put in their place. Oh, you don't know what you don't know. That's sort of what happened. So if you have heard of something going on in the media recently, and you go, wow, that's happening, I heard it a bunch of times, well, that could be now imprinting you with that negative energy. And it's negative because it's coming to you against your free will, free choice. You heard it, and now what's it doing to you? What's those keywords? So if you don't clear out the keywords, now you're infected. So I'll do a clearing so you can kind of feel or sense your body changing. Because remember, the darkness, the aliens, give you the sensation of something. That's why when we do clearings, you feel better. You go, wow, that pain went away, this went away. Well, that's because we took away the alien program or the alien imprinting, alien implants from you during the clearing. And you go, wow, it feels great. When it feels great, then you're more than likely back in peace. So you can't put in more peace to feel it greater and greater and greater. It doesn't work that way. You're just going to feel peace. So here we go. Think of one of those media things that you probably saw in the news. Here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. A little more energy coming. One, two, three, four, and five. Back to you.
Oh, great. Thank you, Ron. I hope that helped. Okay, great. So the next question is, how can I help the Earth Spirit heal or get ready for ascension? Is there anything that humans can do?
No. Nothing that you can do other than maybe stop thinking and stop contaminating things and maybe stop putting your energy into the earth, stop doing rituals. Well, as far as anything positive that you can do, no, there's nothing. Your consciousness, your mindset is going to be connected to your emotions, and then you're dumping emotions into the planet, whether it be good or bad. So that you can't do anything really to help out. So you're trying to use your mind to do something. If you want to do something physically, you could go out to a forest maybe and start picking up sticks. That would help the land, things like that. But as far as anything that you can do by sitting home to do something, probably not. You could do some clearings that relate to the Earth protection. That can help to get rid of the aliens interfering with peace energy here. Back to you.
Okay. I just wanted to go back to some of the fast chat stuff because people are writing in. So I wanted to answer a couple of questions real quick. We have somebody wondering if on the light ship there is a parasite room that we could go to, and I hope that means, is there a room that we could go to that would automatically clear parasites from our bodies?
That's a big one. You'd want to request probably what parasite you might have. I would say get on the 8-hour calls. That's what we eliminate is the parasitic life forms, which are the alien stuff inside of you, which can turn physical. So I'd get on the 8-hour calls to do that.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. So then this was a reaction to Monday's show because we did a lot of planet clearings on that show, which were really great. And it says, I have done the planet, stars, and vortexes clearing before. On the Monday show, I felt the last two planets, Saturn and Mercury. I felt a lot of yawns and eyes watering, too. Just to listen to the archive, and I still have a reaction to the same two planets. Interesting. So there must have been a lot of energy there.
Yeah, and very possibly it'd be continuously transmitting that to people. People talk about this planet's in retrograde or something, which means that, it's just not in it for one blink of an eye, it could be in it for quite a long time. And so if a planet will just say, I'm not into astrology at all or any of that, but we'll say that the planet is in that phase, let's just say for a month and a half. Well, it's going to be there transmitting that energy. So it goes away. What's making it transmit the energy? Well, the alien hooked it up some way on a program. Need to look at that, and why do different planets cause different things to happen here? So that's all programs. You have to kind of break it down into what's really happening, and what program is the planets running to affect you. So by doing one clearing on one particular planet, thinking that it's you're good to go forever, may not be so, but it will get it off you the time that you clear it. So if you clear a planet and that happens to be now a planet that everything is being focused on, directed the energy down here, then you may want to clear it daily. But typically, doing the once-over on the planets is going to get a lot of stuff off of you. Well, remember, that's the way the aliens work. They're always proactive, and they're bringing stuff forward continuously. Like I said, like on the news, you watch the news each day, you will find something probably going on. Even the Weather Channel, they always show things awful that's happening. I haven't heard anybody yet on the Weather Channel. I watch it just to get the temperature, and they'll start showing clouds, and you see the alien heads and faces in them, you know. And especially on the tornadoes and hurricanes. And nobody has ever said anything yet about, oh, you know, that looks like an alien face up there, you know. They probably aren't allowed to see that, okay? Back to you.
Yeah. So on Monday's show, you mentioned a video that was on YouTube, and I looked at, actually, I think it was one of the calls, and I watched it, and it was a commercial that, I don't know if it's actually airing or not, but it was a commercial to, it showed a little alien boy who was in school, and the other kids didn't like him, and he did some nice things for the other kids, and then the other kids thought he was great. And it was put on by UNICEF to have acceptance of aliens. And then there was another video under that saying, why is the Pope coming here? Is he going to announce the existence of aliens? And I thought, well, they have a good thing going, staying hidden from most people, or at least being able to, if somebody sees something, clear their mind so that they quickly forget. And so I don't think there's going to be any kind of disclosure happening anytime soon. But I guess that's just the way it is here. So, all right, so we have another question. Somebody wrote in, thankfully, on our weekly thing, asking if, Ron, you could please bring the Earth back into light if we have slipped into darkness.
Okay, let me check here. Thank you very much for mentioning that. So here we go. Looks like it's probably about 0.8% out, so I'll just count to 8 to bring it back. Not too bad. Here we go. So feel your body, okay, and feel your surroundings. Sense your surroundings. Just take note of each time I say a number, see if the energy changes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. There we are. So now we're back where we're supposed to be. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. Thank you. And thank you, listener, for writing in and reminding us. That's really helpful. Somebody is doing the alien keyword, and they are clearing the word God, and they say it's taking more than a few hours. The energy is quite heavy, but it's a good thing to clear, and I would have to agree with that. I have not done that as a word, and I probably should, because it is used a lot. It's used a lot in expressions. There's an expression out there that is often using that word, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tried training myself, Ron, for a while to say, thank Ron, instead. Because I was saying that one a lot. So I don't have to do that keyword.
Yeah, someone goes, God bless you. You look at me and say, why are you putting a curse on me? No?
Yeah.
Really know what you're doing?
No. People aren't sure. It's like an expression. It's something we're trained to say or that we've heard so many times. It just comes out naturally. Most people don't think at all about what it means to them or anybody else. Okay, so.
I'm just thinking here, you know, do not, God bless you, you know. So somebody sneezes, mm-hmm. right? You're asking mm-hmm. God to bless you for spreading germs. Thank you, God. Thank you for spreading germs that contaminate people, you know?
You know, I remember when I was a kid, I actually asked, why do we say that? It makes no sense. And somebody said, oh, because when you sneeze, your heart stops. So people say that. And I thought, well, I don't know if that's true, actually. So I just always thought it was funny. Okay, so the next question is, what is the difference between a light being and a human?
A light being, we'll say on the light ship, it's just an energy that has no DNA in it. So there's no judgment in the body to hold on to what you would call thoughts, because there's no thoughts. A light being is just created of light, and light does not judge itself, so it can never have a history of its past or future. Remember, everything's in the now. That's what we talk about. So that's what a light being would be, and it's active according to what you are asking the light being to do when you go to the light ship. That's what I think the question is probably about. So basically, a light being does not have judgment, and they do materialize when I take people there, because you need something for people to see, because you are bilocated physically, and you will actually see a physical life form of a light being. And that's how the picture got drawn, actually, that we have of the light being. People do see them. So if you don't see them, that's perfectly fine, too, but you know, you're not bringing that information back here, but you are physically seeing them on the light ship. At times, what I'll do is, not to do it on this program. Here we go. I haven't done this for years. So when you go to the light ship, everybody, this will only work on, well, it'll work three times on the archives, okay? So here we go. You can go to the light ship, people who are listening right now. Here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're going to go into the room with the dolphins. This is a lot of fun. So the dolphins now are in front of you. You're in the water with your clothes on. And I want you all to put your right hand or arm out with your palm facing forward. Maybe about, you know, if you extend it out fully, we'll say it's over a foot. So make it maybe about 8 inches out in front of you, okay? And the dolphin now is going to come up to where your hand is. I want you now to move your hand, oh, your palm is open, from left to right, and you're actually caressing, we'll say, and maybe use the word petting the dolphin. Okay, you're rubbing its skin. Actually feel a resistance there with your hand right now. And the energy is very strong, so you may find that the hair on your whole body could be standing up because of what you're doing. Now take your left hand. There'll be another dolphin, and looks like it's more of the head of the dolphin. So just move your hand slowly, and you can actually feel the size of the dolphin's head right in front of you here. Okay? There we go. And what I'll do is bring in, since we're in the water, I'll bring in one of the golden whales. So we'll have the two dolphins leave. Normally there's three of them when we go to the light ship. And so one golden whale will come to you. And you can actually do the same thing to the side of the whale. Whale's very large. I would say, looking at it from my perspective, it's probably about 80 foot in length. And you can just rub your hand across it here. It has a little more texture to it. That's what I'm feeling here. And there we go. And so we'll back from the light ship now, coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now you're in time before you were completely in source energy, which time does not exist, and you were completely out of time bilocated. So here and there at the same time. So back to you, Michelle. We'll see if we have any comments on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to check. That was very interesting, Ron. Thank you so much. Well, we haven't done that on any calls or anything.
I think I did it maybe over 5 years ago or something. It's almost out of my memory completely.
Huh. Okay. Don't have any questions yet about that. Everyone's probably still just sitting back and smiling. but we do have a question about the eighth dimension. It says, you mentioned that after ascension we progress to the eighth dimension. What do we do there? Are there males and females? Do we procreate? If we do not clear, for example, pain, does that mean that we will experience that in the eighth dimension?
I never mentioned eighth dimension. There's dimensions people talk about here, like there's 12 of them. I don't go into any of that because I only exist in darkness. So in light, there's no such thing as dimensions. There's no such thing as aliens. Then you could use that word if they're different life forms. They may look different to you, but there's no such thing as hierarchy. Spiritual hierarchies or anything else. There's no such thing as, you know, like chakras. We talked about that on one of the programs here. Everything is imperfection. So you have to realize that when you do the ascension, there's nothing, if you're able to take your body with you, okay, then you could realize your body and it would be in perfect form with no problems. And you would probably select the year you'd like to be as far as age. And at that point, you would have the body go to where the earth spirit is going to relocate. So it would keep you alive. That's basically what the body would be for ascension. Now, you don't have to take your body with you. You can have your spirit go. And your spirit then would go on and have a new location in light when it chooses to do that, you know, when the energy shifts and everything gets put back into the light energy. So ascension basically just turns off the light, and you could, in a sense, say that nothing is there. If you look at light and dark, you know, you wouldn't have any, everything would look dark because you wouldn't have any light. That you would be in darkness, but the darkness could not hold on to the light because the light would disappear, so the darkness would have to fall away and it would go back to its own universe or its own location in darkness, since they have their own universe of that. They have a universe of light, universe of darkness. So the darkness would go to where it goes to, and it would not be attaching to the light. And if for some reason that the location of where a given planet would be and it wished to go back to the same location, then it would be rematerialized there, and then it starts over again. Darkness possibly could start to come in and reattach itself. So what happened last time when Jesus did the ascension process, very few people did the ascension. And almost all the population was abducted, taken to cloned planets, and then brought back here again when the Earth rematerialized. That's what happened. This time around, as of right now, there'll be no more Earth coming here. So people get abducted out of here and go to a dark side planet like you do when you go to your dream state and stuff. You'll just be stuck there. Won't have any light to look forward to. Running on your little battery inside on your spirit. Hopefully the light chip may be able to find you, but you don't know how far darkness is going to take you, as it's uncharted territory for the light. Doesn't know what it is, where it's going. Back to you.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so it's really helpful to stick with the creation light chip at this time. It's very important. We have a request to clear the holiday that is occurring right now, and I believe it was yesterday as well. I believe it was a Jewish holiday, Ron.
Okay, so if you're connected to that some way, release the energy, and here we go. It could be good or bad, it doesn't matter. Remember, you don't want to be hooked up to anything from your past. And remember, what happens is that group consciousness will connect to you. If it happened, you know, 500 years ago, and they copy and paste it onto you now, and maybe you were sacrificed for some reason. Maybe you were in the Old Testament, you know, and the gods there, or God, whatever they used at that time, wanted to kill people, did sacrifices. So all of a sudden you were there, and now you are having same situation happening to you, and you find yourself having situations or problems on this same particular time. So here we go. One, two, three, four, releasing the energy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's really the alien setup here. Don't know what happened to you in the past. Because you don't know. It's in your body. You don't have a way you can plug it into your computer and read all the events and see all the scenes, you know. That would be kind of interesting, you know, to have a, you know, like a USB port or something that you plug in and plug it into your computer, and you can say, well, what happened to his body, you know, in 600 BC? Type it in, and you put the date in, and yeah, sure enough, there it is on your monitor screen. That's what happened to this body. Genetics, anyway. Oh, we don't have that luxury, but the aliens know what it is. They may have that plug and that cable hooked up to you. So that's the problem. Don't know what we don't know, and they do recycle key dates. And so any type of holiday, more than likely you were involved with it some way. And that's true with, you know, all religions and everything else that seems to be a day that means a lot. I believe it was a few days ago on September 20th. If you Google what happened on September 20th, you will realize that for some reason, September 20th was a day for nuclear testing. So throughout, I think they did, I think it was four, I could be wrong, but I think they did four nuclear tests on September 20th, going back, you know, in the years, okay? Why would they pick September 20th to do a nuclear explosion? You know, why not the 21st or 23rd? Why is it the 20th? Well, it's probably some type of key energy day, and they wanted to build on the energy. Maybe that happened 5 years earlier or whatever. And that's what they do. They keep doing stuff like that. That's why I say, look, and, you know, if you're having troubles in a day, you don't know what's going on, and you see things happening, and you go, man, this is really a bad day for me. Then get on, you know, Google the day, the date, and see what happened. They give you a clue of what went on in your life, and then you may know what you want to clear out of you because it's affecting you. Back to you.
Okay, so let's say that we found out it was on September 20th, and we were having a bad day, and we figured out that there was all these things that occurred. What clearing would we do to clear that, and what would we write in the box or after our name?
Well, you'd want to clear what you're relating to. So maybe you got a bad sunburn, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, how'd that happen? What's going on here? And you, oh, you're pretty young, and you got a bad sunburn. Think, well, that's from the sun, so that could be maybe, you know, some type of nuclear thing happening because I got nuked from the sun. And you look back and you go, man, they did a nuclear explosion in 1957 before I was born. Now I'm reacting to it, you know? And I got sunburned. Well, maybe your body was there doing something. Oh, in fact, what I can recall, they used to have I guess when they did the bomb testing around World War II, I don't know what day it was or anything, but I remember seeing a picture of the film footage that the military put out, and they had all the soldiers with their hats, you know, hat on and stuff, looking, you know, at the explosion with goggles on. You remember that, Michelle? It was pretty popular, you know, years ago.
Yep, I've seen
you know,
it.
That was probably in, you know, maybe, I don't know, Nevada someplace, I guess, the test grounds there, I think. And they had all the soldiers there watching it. Well, what day was that? Okay, and were you there? Were you one of those soldiers? That was a long time ago. So you're looking at probably, you know, maybe 70 years or so. And so were you there as a soldier? And now you're having nuclear radiation problems that recycled on that day. And, you know, normally it takes about, you know, 10 to 20 years to catch something. So what happened to you, you know? Anyway, that's the way to look at it. They find what's ailing you from the past by checking that out. So you want to do a clearing on that. You want to do the clearing on the root cause, which would be that, you know, you being a soldier will say, watching the nuclear test go off, and you're standing there telling you how safe it is. You know, and everything else. And, you know, that's what I would clear, is that beginning problem that you know about. So back to you. First
yeah,
cause energy.
And I know. What's that?
First cause energy is what you want to clear. Back as
right.
far as you can.
Yeah, and I know if you're a soldier, you're basically signed your life away to do whatever they tell you. You can't say, I don't want to be a part of this. You're signed away your right to say no, basically. So, unfortunately, they just had to do whatever they were told and go with it. So, hopefully, people can get on and do more clearings like this to help them. Okay, so we have a reminder. Do you have an expo coming up, Ron, in New York on October 16th, 17th, and 18th?
Yep, it's back in New York, across from Penn Station. It's the New Life Expo. So we'll be there with the Light Infusion Chamber. So if you're back there on the East Coast, hope to see you. So back to you.
Oh, great. So we have been notified with at least, oh gosh, it's not even a month yet, but still, it's probably good to let people know they can buy their tickets. Okay. So another person was wondering, how do we clear the different planets, the specific planets? And I believe the other listener mentioned that it was under the Planet Star Vortex clearing, in which you can click on specifically planets. So it just says planets, and then where would you write in the specific planet? Would you write that after your name?
Well, the planets would have a situation there that you could use, okay? So when you do the planet, you could probably write it into it if you wish, next to your name, if that's needed.
Okay.
Normally the planet is just cleared, you know, just to clear planet off of you, but if you do find something going on with it, you can probably just keep focusing on it. You get the energy of the planet off.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Okay, so I believe it's called Planet Star Vortex Clearing. If any of our listeners have a more exact name, if that's not correct, please write in and I will mention that on the air.
Okay, I think it's Planet Star. I know it's Planet. It's on the left-hand side on the website near the bottom, that navigation section. Might be Cording, Planet Star Cording, I think.
Right. That sounds familiar. Planet Star Attack Removals and Planet Star Cording Removal. Yep, includes moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, asteroids, and comets. Yeah, that's interesting because I have done this one, and I believe I used to go to a place that people would say, oh, there's a lot of vortexes here, and I used to be like, I have to go to this place all the time. And then I cleared it, and all of a sudden I just could really care less about going there. So it must have worked really well. All right, so back to the questions. It says, can my spirit go back to the creation light ship like Ram's spirit, I guess, after the person dies or after the ascension?
Well, your spirit will only go if the light ship recognizes you as being light. It has to find you first. So when ascension time comes, you have no consciousness of what's happening. So you're not going to sit there like you probably are now and say, you know, ascension's happening in 5 seconds from now, and I better look for the light ship, but I better get a clearing up on my computer. Or you might say, gee, with my computer's turned off now, what do I do? No, everything's instant. So are you recognized by the light? I said, if the darkness wasn't here, the light would find you instantly, because you wouldn't be stolen, abducted. You are abducted like what happened last time and what happens daily to everybody, then realize that you need to take accountability for who you are and do some clearings so the light can find you, then go on and do that clearing of the earth transfer so the light can find you during time when everything is turned off. Clearings bring more of your spirit to your body. That's why you do clearing, to get back to light. The other parts of you that that the light collects could be in some of the dark side universes. They're still looking for you as long as you're here. But once everything is turned off, there's no more light to find you. Things collected, and if you're on a dark side universe, the light is not going to typically go looking for light in the darkness. That's the situation, and this is all basically with what Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. Well, his main warning was, don't go outside of yourself. Well, kingdom is within, and people stick with that, understand that energy of what he meant, not to get hooked up to aliens. Don't it's stuck into judgments. That's in the Bible too, basically, if you understand a little bit of that. Don't judge, At that point, I'm not saying that all the commandments are correct, but the judgment is what's getting you. That's why he came to take away, do an emotional clearing on people when he walked the earth, so they could leave here. Take away your backpack of stuff. You could be more light. So people living back then had more light in their bodies 2,000 years ago, more spirit energy than they have today. All the lifetimes of thinking and being abducted and your chants and your religions and everything else of happening. Back to you.
Yeah, so we do have a lot of work to do because we're kind of up against a lot. Because even in Jesus' time, we don't really know how many people ascended at that time and they had more spirit in them, right?
That's correct, yes, uh-huh.
But he had to speak to each individual person. He didn't have, the internet, which is great because we can reach people all over the world if they find us. So that's actually a bonus for us. It's a really good tool for us. Okay, so Ron, we have one of our listeners has been trying to do the timeline crashes and they have many questions about it. It seems to be that their computer keeps turning off, and they can only do it now on their cell phone, and the question was sent via smartphone. So do you have any thoughts on that, or do you think the person just needs to fix their settings on their computer or get more memory or possibly call their computer company and ask them why a website wouldn't stay up?
Well, yeah, or the computers are... Maybe the energy is really a lot and the computer is overloaded. Remember, you don't know what happens every millisecond because the aliens are in control of time. Oh, they could be turning your computer off and on, taking it away out of your room, okay, to the Beyondo. You don't know that because you're not aware of their frequency, which is, say, faster than yours. Okay? So just think of the old things, the old movies. If you started slowing them down, you could see each frame by frame. You're probably, we'll say, living in that frame-by-frame motion here. Oh, and they're running full speed where it doesn't look like there's any kind of glitches or stops at all. So they're at a much higher rate where they can interface with you, take things out of your space, just like when you lose your shoes, your keys, or your wallet or something, and then it mysteriously comes back again. They just took it out into the Beyondo, and possibly you too. And then from there, they can manipulate something on your computer, keyboard, whatever, and then alter your clearings maybe, and then bring it back into your room. Remember, you're frozen. You don't know what's going on. You don't have that consciousness that an alien just walked into your room and took your computer. You don't have that at all. All of a sudden, your computer starts up. You start up, and you go, wow, what happened to my computer? It got overloaded with the clearings. And or maybe somebody was doing a clearing for spells and curses. And so right away, you're getting into that energy pool that works the same way, too. And that could be affecting your computer. So is it a computer problem? Yeah, typically it could be. Maybe it's just the energy that you're using and you have too much of it going on, and or maybe the aliens don't want you to do it. Well, that's different ways of looking at it. So the computer is just having a problem with something. Back to you.
Yeah, my computer was doing that as well, and I noticed it did do it more frequently when I was doing timeline crashes because it does seem to take a lot of energy. And so I took my particular brand of computer to a store and got more memory put in it, and I haven't had that problem since. So maybe it just takes up enough activity that you need to install more memory or something, like what it came with in the factory isn't enough if you want to do a lot of clearings all at once. So, okay, hopefully our listener can get that working for them because it's good to keep them running for, I like to run them for a long period of time just to make sure they're cleared. Okay, so we have a couple comments. It says, wow, that was so cool. Ron, that was so cool. I could really feel the difference between the whales and dolphins. Thank you that we can experience three times on the archive. Yay, that was very cool. And let's see, there's probably another one in here. Source energy. Oh, it says, is source energy our God?
Well, source energy, you are source energy.
Oh.
So, you know, you're made up of source energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you're your own God. But then you got the stigma of what God is. So, yeah. Jesus say ye are God, you know, hello.
Yes. And it also says somewhere in that mysterious book, it says that he said, you will do this and more, things that I have done. We have another question. It says, how do we sustain ourselves as making a living? Oh. That's a loaded question, pun intended. I know you've mentioned that on several shows, like, you know, well, we do need to make a living here, so we need to do something about that. Everyone needs to make a personal choice on what they're willing to do. Let me just mention a few more of the testimonials. It says, I felt something like a nuzzling or light touching in the center of my palm when we were on the light ship and felt the dolphins. So a couple people have really felt that. That's wonderful. Okay.
And let me see if there's another one. Okay. Not right now. So it says, it says here that somebody just wrote in that the eighth dimension was mentioned somewhere on the website. So I know that that was written a long time ago and by various people. So the eighth dimension is mentioned on Ron's website. It is one of the comments that appears on the top of the page next to the date. If it is incorrect, they were asking if we could remove it. So, Ron, would you like that to be changed?
I'll have to look at it to see where it is. Maybe you could send it over or something, or, you know.
Yeah, it says the top of the page next to the date.
Next to the date, huh?
Next to the date. Under, like, a question section.
I'll have to see what that is.
Yeah. I know several people may have, you know, written that, and some of it was written a long time ago, so... okay, let me go back to a real question real quick. If we have time, Ron, it's 9:57.
Yeah, we got a quick one. Since there's a lot of stuff going on at this time of the year, we're in September and things happen, this could be a very active time for the Galactic Federation to interfere with your life and cause you more problems. So... do you have a clearing for the Galactic Federation, but it's a free one. You must request it. So if you wanted to send, an email to CLS Questions, our co-host team here can, send you out that special link for that one. We can do one more question. It's a quickie.
Somebody was asking if we could clear the word fall because we're going into autumn. It's the first day of autumn today.
Yeah, so this would be like a keyword. That's probably a big keyword. Here we go. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you may want to get in there and clear that on Alien Keyword Intercept, word fall, and also autumn. Those are words that's used every year. Happen. It happens. You don't want to fall. So, anyway, our show's coming to an end quickly here, and we do have some gods out there. It says, oh, God, Morgan Greenman was God in a movie, and we got George Burns being a god in a movie. So, yeah, you see, they're gods, whoop-de-doo. So, here we go. Let's do the... find a heart drop, command in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, counting backwards from 10 to 1. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings, thank you, and hopefully you're on the 8-hour call Sunday. Bye, everyone.
PBS Radio.